With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It looks like there will be at least one more round of U.S.-Iran talks after all. The discussions would come right up against the deadline for expiration of a ceasefire that President Trump insists he will not extend.
Two regional officials say the U.S. and Iran have signaled they will hold a new round of ceasefire talks in Islamabad, Pakistan. The officials' comments come as neither the U.S. nor Iran have publicly confirmed the timing of the talks, with Iranian state television denying any official was already in Pakistan's capital. Pakistan-led mediators received confirmation that top negotiators, Vice President J.D. Vance and Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bulba Kaliba, will arrive in Islamabad early Wednesday to lead their teams in the talks, the officials told the AP. I'm Charles DeLisle.
Democrats could grab up to four additional U.S. House seats if Virginia voters approve a referendum. It's up for a vote today. President Trump has denounced the Democrat gerrymandering scheme, while former President Obama has appeared in ads backing it. President Trump's labor secretary leaving the cabinet amid multiple misconduct allegations.
The White House announced the departure of Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer, the third Trump cabinet member to be removed in the last few weeks. She has been under investigation for a series of allegations, including having an affair with a subordinate and drinking alcohol on the job. At least four other Labor Department officials have already been forced from their jobs during the internal investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An explosion at a natural gas or oil well site in Nacogdoches County, Texas last night sparked a big fire, led to evacuations, but there were no injuries. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 275 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 100 points. This is SRN News. A Baptist minister has been killed in Ukraine.
A Russian airstrike on the city of Zaporizhia struck a church last week, resulting in the death of the pastor and the wounding of eight other people. Ukrainian officials accuse the Russians of specifically targeting the church. Moscow's invasion of Ukraine is in its fifth year with no end in sight. The government is also accused of persecuting Christians who do not belong to the Russian Orthodox Church, which has thrown its support behind the invasion. Michael Harrington reporting.
British police are investigating whether a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London are the work of Iranian proxies. The Metropolitan Police Force says counterterrorism officers are probing the attacks on synagogues and other sites linked to the Jewish community, as well as an attack on a Persian language media company. No one has been injured in the blazes, the latest of which caused minor damage to a North London synagogue that over the weekend. This is SRN News. A major leaguer is again receiving death threats ahead of his hometown debut in baseball's most heated rivalry.
New York Yankees right-hander Cam Schlittler says he's looking forward to his Fenway Park debut against Boston on Thursday night, even after revealing he and his family have received death threats from Red Sox fans. The 25-year-old overcame similar threats to thrive against Boston in the postseason last year. Schlittler grew up a Red Sox fan in Walpole, Massachusetts. He told the New York Post that he and his family have received death threats leading up to the game. He says it's not necessary to get police involved. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The Justice Department has filed a complaint against the city of Washington, D.C. and its water authority for a big sewage leak into the Potomac River. The leak from a deteriorating pipeline spilled 244 million gallons of raw sewage. More details, SRNNews.com.